In the first reading today, in this Thursday of the 14th week, we have chapter 11 of the prophecy of Hosea. Now, the two images, the two ways that Hosea mediates the love of God for us is husband and wife, and then father and child. And we have this one now about the Father. And it's a divine soliloquy. As, you know, God is thinking to himself, as it were. When Israel was a child, I loved him. Out of Egypt, I called my son. You notice, remember how Matthew applies that to our Lord when he's called back from Egypt. When the angel tells Joseph, but this is calling my son to redeem him, to save him, to get him out of Egypt, out of slavery. But the more I called them, the further they went from me. Now this is astonishing, isn't it? I mean, this is God talking. God is not helpless. You know, it isn't like God is saying, gee, I wish I could do something for them. You know, this is God. And that he would be that patient. And the more I called, the further they went, sacrificing to Baals and burning incense to idols. I think it's worth reflecting. You know, how much do we do that? I mean, do we really go to God with our problems? Do we have all sorts of other things we do first? And yet, it was I who taught Ephraim to walk. Now he's a father thinking of his child. Who took him in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. You see, already this manifestation of the Sacred Heart of the Lord. Huh? This is the Word of God, not yet incarnate, reflecting in his presence to Israel. And then they skip some and they finally come to the last part. This text says, my heart is overwhelmed. The text really says something like, my own heart turns against me. My own heart won't let me do what I ought to do. And the reason? I'm God, not man. I am the Holy One in the midst of you. And the Holy One means that I am unlike anything you know. And the reason I'm unlike anything you know is because of my love. Try to be like me. In the gospel, our Lord then goes on with this missionary discourse, which, if you remember, begins, he saw the crowd, and they were scattered and confused like sheep without a shepherd. And so his heart was filled with compassion. The motive for this apostolic commission is compassion. This is the way that it should go. Now, what I'm going to have to do is leave you for a little while, and I'll be back. I'm not feeling to do it too well today, but I'll be back. So just hang on a minute.